Shall I start now? Good afternoon, everyone. I'm happy to be here today with you and practice meditation together. I ask to read a part of this book. Have you, all of you, read chapter 3 of this book? That means you already know how to sit. This is a, that is a part. This is written my teacher, and I and my friend translated into English. And this is very practical guidance to practice so-called zazen. Zazen is sitting meditation in Japanese word. So if you are interested, please try to read this. How many people have experience of any kind of meditation? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. I am from Japanese Soto Zen tradition. So my practice of meditation is from this tradition in Japan. Of course, there are many traditions in Buddhism, because Buddhism spread all over Asian countries, and each tradition has its approach of meditation practice. So what I practice and what I share with you today is only from my tradition. So if you think this is not for you, please don't think your meditation is not for you, but you can find another method or path or approach. Well, in our tradition, we call this meditation, sitting meditation, zazen. Za means sitting, and zen is meditation. And in our sitting meditation, there are three important points. One is harmonizing our posture or body. And second is harmonizing breathing. And third is harmonizing our mind. So body, breathing, and mind is three most important points in our meditation. So I'm going to explain how we harmonize our body and breathing and our mind. In almost all Buddhist tradition, we sit in cross-legged posture. So first I show you how to sit in cross-legged. If you can, please try. If it's too painful, you don't need to. So first I show you. There are two ways. One is so-called half lotus sitting. That is, we put one, either side is okay. One foot on the other side, like this. Please make sure both of your knees are on the floor to make it make the posture stable. This is called half lotus sitting. And if you can, put another foot on the another side. If it's too painful, you don't need to try it. The line of your toes should be the line of the outer line of your thigh, and this side also. This is called full lotus position, and this is most well balanced and stable posture, because our weight, our body is supported on 3 points, both knee and buttock. So it's like a tripod. It's most stable. But most stable does not mean for many people most comfortable. So if you can sit, you can sit in this in full lotus. If this is too painful, half lotus is fine. And if half lotus is still difficult, you can sit in seiza. Could someone show how to sit in seiza on the cushion? This is the way. So if it's very difficult for you to sit in cross leg posture, you can sit in this way. And if this seiza is Japanese usual way of sitting, but if seiza is still too difficult, you can use a meditation bench. We don't have meditation bench today, or some people sit on the chair, using a chair. So there are, and another one is as sit, we call this Burmese. That means instead of putting your foot on the other side, you can put both foot on the floor like this. But still, important point is both knees are on the floor. So either Burmese or half lotus or full lotus. Important point about legs is to make a solid, stable foundation to support our upper part of our body. And if you, when you cross your legs, we put our upper part of our body, make upright. When I do this, I usually do, how can I say, lean my upper part like this and return without moving your lower back. Return this way, then you will have a natural curve on your low back. Okay? And we pull our chins like this, so your neck is straight, and you feel as if, you know, the top of your head and center of your buttock is vertical, like this. So the line of your ears and line of your shoulders are parallel, and the line connecting your nose and belly is vertical. So important point is keep our body very straight and well balanced. Try not to lean either side, right or left, or front or back. If your body is not straight, if you sit for a long time, if your back is vent. It's very natural, you know, the pain will, you will have pain naturally on the point you bent, the spine is bent. So please find the most natural position. That is how we harmonize our body. So our body should be really straight, but our muscles should be relaxed. No tense in our body. So keep our body straight, but relax all your muscles. And when we sit, we keep our eyes open. In some tradition, they keep their eyes closed, but in our tradition, we keep our eyes open, but our eyesight go down about 3 feet in front of our body. So when we sit in this way, you know, our eyes naturally become half open, half closed, and try not to focus on anything. Just keep your eyes open without focusing on anything. Okay, and next I show you how to hold our hands. Please put your hands like this. Overlap the fingers like this. And make an oval with your thumbs. And place the tips of your thumbs around the height of your navel, like this. Okay. This is called a cosmic mudra. This means right hand and left hand, two sides become together and one. That is the meaning of this mudra. So this is beyond any duality. This our body become really one thing. If your hand, if you place your hand too low, you may have tension here. And if your hand is too high, still you have a tension on your shoulder. So please find the best place, best height for yourselves. And usually we have a big sleeve, and we put this on here and make this a kind of a foundation to hold our hands. So if it's helpful, you can put something like a towel on your lap and place your hands on it like this. And then we see the shape of your hands, we can see the condition of your mind. If your mind is somewhere else, naturally, you know, the shape of this oval is distorted. So in order to keep mindfulness, you know, try to keep this hands stable like this. So important point is make a stable foundation with your lower side of your body with legs, and keep the back straight, and low back and spine straight, and lower your eyesight around 3 feet in front of your body and hold your hands like this. This is how we sit in our Zazen. And next I show you how to breathe in our Zazen. When we sit, first we exhale from our mouth completely. That means as if you let the air in your body completely out. So please exhale through your mouth. And when you completely exhale, close your mouth and inhale through your nose. Then you feel, you know, the very fresh air comes in through your nose. And make sure that, when we sit and meditate, we do abdominal breathing. That means when the air comes in, our belly or stomach is moving. And when air comes out of our body, the air, our stomach is also moving. It's an important point is our diaphragm is moving. So breathe as if the air comes into your body through nose, go down to your abdomen. And we do deep, smooth, and peaceful breathing. This is one of the most important points in any kind of meditation practice. Breathing is really important. And one of the important points is when we try to deep breath, try to keep the exhaling longer than inhaling. So slowly and completely exhale all the air. When we sit, we breathe through our nose. And then naturally air comes in. And you don't need to make special effort to make the breathing longer than usual. Just keep breathing naturally and as natural as you forget about breathing. In some tradition, even in Zen tradition, some teachers use the technique of counting breath. 1 to 10, and return to 1, and continue. But in my tradition, we don't count breath. And some teachers teach watching breath. We pay special attention, be mindful to the air comes in and goes out. But in my tradition, we don't do anything but just breathe naturally and deeply and quietly. And even when we sit in this posture and breathe quietly, of course, so many things are happening in our mind. And what we do in our sitting meditation, there are many different kinds of techniques, meditation techniques, depending upon the schools of Buddhism. What we do in my tradition is just let come uh, that coming, any thought or feeling or emotion, just let them come up and let them go away. We actually do nothing. In our sitting, thought or any condition of our mind is like a cloud in the sky. Somehow, clouds appear in the sky and changing the form, stay for a while and disappear. Same as the clouds in the sky, any kind of thought allows appear, stay for a while and disappear. I have been practicing this meditation for more than 35 years. From my experience, no thought stays forever. Everything is coming and going. So what we do is let them come up freely and let them go away freely. We don't try to fight against our thought or any kind of mental condition. And we don't try to interact with our thought. And we don't try to grasp that coming up from our consciousness. So we actually do nothing but let the things happening in our mind flow. Of course, when we are aware that we are interacting, playing with those thoughts, we stop doing that and return to this posture, breathing, and keep our eyes open. That means we don't sleep. And let go of whatever thought coming up. Though that is the point in our meditation practice or sitting practice. And yet, if you try to sit even for 10 minutes, you will find it really difficult to continue to keep this posture upright and breathing deeply and keep our eyes open without focusing on anything and letting go of whatever coming up. It's really difficult to do nothing. Actually, our sitting is doing nothing but sitting. The founder of our tradition was Zen Master Dogen, and Dogen named this practice Shikantaza in Japanese, that means just sitting. And just sitting means we really just sit, without doing anything else. But so this is really simple practice. We do nothing but sitting with this posture, breathing, and keep our eyes open, that means awakening and letting go. That's all we keep, and we do nothing else. But if you try to sit even 5 minutes, you will find it really difficult. It's very simple, and simple doesn't mean easy. So, whatever or whenever we are aware that we are deviate from that point, upright posture, deep breathing, and keep our eyes open without focusing, and letting go of whatever thought coming up. We try to return to that point. In whatever condition, we return to posture, breathing, awakening, and letting go. That is what we do in our meditation. This class ends 3:45. Now it's 3 o'clock, so Shall we try 20 minutes sitting? Okay. Okay, let's start from harmonizing our posture. Try to straighten up your upper part of your body and hold your hands in this mudra. And well, I forget one thing. Before fix our posture, we move, sway our body several times. First, the movement is large and getting smaller and smaller. This is to relax our muscle and make it a little smaller, and then your posture becomes really upright. You stop and breathe out, exhale completely, and close your mouth and inhale through your mouth. From now, we don't breathe through our mouth, we breathe through our nose. Okay? And hold our hands like this. So we are going to sit 20 minutes.